Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
It's hard to imagine, but it was not that long ago that attorneys had things typed up on long paper, 8.5 by 14, with a typewriter, and filed that stuff with the court. Now, since then, we've got word processors and shorter paper. But now you can do things online. You can file documents online. You have hearings online. And so things have gotten a lot easier. But with that ease, we've also gotten a situation where it's much easier to make mistakes. And here is a crazy one. Madcap, Caleb, Mike, and Vinny all sent it. Thank you very much, guys. And so we got a case now. And this is out of England. Wrong couple divorced after computer error by law firm. So the computer didn't make a mistake. The law firm did something by checking the wrong box or something like that. A couple were divorced by mistake after a computer error at a family law firm. This is from the BBC and Jeremy Cully. A staff member at a law firm accidentally opened the file of a couple referred to in court papers as the Williams when trying to apply for a final divorce order for a different client. So the law firm's got several clients, and they accidentally opened up the wrong file, clicked the box saying we'd like a final divorce, and the court granted it. So then the law firm applied to rescind that order, but the court dismissed the application. And so the law firm's head said the judge's decision effectively meant the computer says, no, you're divorced. No, don't blame the computer. You asked the court for a divorce, and the court granted you one. Court papers say that there was a party at the firm applying for a divorce, and then the mistake was made by solicitors acting for a client on October 3rd of last year on an online divorce portal operated by the courts. And in the summary, the judge noted that with its now customary speed, the system granted the order just 21 minutes later because everything was apparently done and filed, and all they needed to do now was ask for the divorce. So the problem, of course, is a couple days later, the law firm discovered that they'd accidentally got a divorce for this client, but not that client. So the husband became aware of the situation about a week later. And at that point, the law firm wrote to the solicitors to explain the situation. In the summary, the judge, president of the High Court's Family Division, said the issue arose against the background of ongoing contested financial remedy proceedings. And by the way, the law firm here is headed by somebody who's been nicknamed the Diva of Divorce, with their firm based in London as well as offices in Cambridge and Manchester. The firm describes itself on its website as specializing in high net worth and ultra high net worth family cases. And of course, now they're getting a lot of publicity for doing something wrong. Lawyers for the woman who got the divorce that she didn't want argued that as the order had been made by mistake, it should simply be set aside. And courts can set things aside. That's what they call it when the court has made a decision and decide to undo the decision. They don't, you know, call it a take back or undo. They call it setting it aside. And they asked for that, describing the error as someone at the firm simply clicking the wrong button. Yeah, those buttons actually have deep meaning. So the legal representatives argued a final order of divorce is a once and for all order. It turns out the husband who got the divorce has argued a final order of divorce is a once and for all order, which cannot be set aside by the consent of the parties and may only be rescinded by the court if found to be either void or voidable. And void or voidable, void would mean that it was entered, but it was an impossible order. Like it had, like, you know, a different husband and wife than were actually married to each other. Or voidable, meaning that a mistake was made that the courts recognize as the kind of mistake that would keep that from being entered. But the judge rejected the wife's arguments that the order should be set aside, finding it was not rendered voidable by her lack of consent because her solicitors were authorized to act for her and the court was entitled to accept the application for the final order made by them as being validly made on her behalf. I can tell you right now, I've seen the judge say this exact same thing to an attorney where a court has entered a ruling of some sort based on an attorney's representations. And the attorney then comes back into court and says, Your Honor, I made a mistake. The judge goes, what's that? Well, I thought my client agreed to this, and I told the court that my client agreed to this, and so we agreed to it on the record last time we were here. And later on, I found out that my client actually hadn't agreed to it. And I've seen a judge go, well, you know, here's the problem. You represent that person. You've got the power to represent that person. They've given you that power. You come into court and you represent that person and you do something on their behalf, and the court acts on it, and the other side acts on it, and so on. And now you say that you didn't have that authority. And unfortunately, the attorney has the authority. And so it becomes a matter not between the party and the court, but between the party and their attorney. So right now, there's somebody over there. Right now, there's somebody over there in the new studio. I forgot which direction it is to England, who's divorced, whose attorney got them divorced, but didn't ask their attorney to do so, but had granted their attorney the power to go into court and represent them. And checking boxes on the computer portal with the court is the same as going into court. The judge went on to say that even if the order was voidable, there is a strong public policy interest in respecting the certainty and finality that flows from a final divorce order and maintaining the status quo that is then established. So the head of the law firm said that the judge's verdict was a bad decision, that the state should not be divorcing people on the basis of a clerical error. And here's an example of an attorney trying to spin something. That's not a clerical error. If you ask one of your people to log into a court portal using your credentials and they do something wrong, yeah, it might be an error by your clerk. But remember, when you give someone your credentials and say, log in here and do that, they're doing it on your behalf. And so you don't hire knuckleheads to do that kind of work for you. And I can tell you right now that there are courts that allow filings in Michigan that I deal with where you can file things online. And I file them myself. I do that filing myself because I don't want things like this happening. And I would have to make that phone call. I'm very sorry, but someone working for me screwed up and did something wrong. And then I have to say, but they work for me, so that's actually me. So the attorney says, Sir Andrew's verdict was a bad decision. The state should not be divorcing people on the basis of a clerical error, adding there has to be intention on the part of the person divorcing. When a mistake is brought to a court's attention, everyone accepts that a mistake has been made. It obviously has to be undone, she said. And of course, I'm referring to attorneys, but in America, that's what we call them. In England, they've split the job of an attorney into two, solicitors and barristers and so on. And so, yeah, she's got a point that if she wants to, she can go to court now and appeal that. And she can appeal it and say, look, someone at my firm screwed up, opened up the wrong file, and hit the please finalize our divorce button. And they shouldn't have done that, but they did. And the court very well could say, well, here's the problem. That person was involved in a divorce of some sort. That's why the file existed. And you and your employees represent that person. They hired you and they retained you, and you have then presented yourself to court saying, I represent these people. And so then you then, somewhere down the road, clicked the box, pressed the button, did something, alt control delete divorce, and next thing you know, there's a divorce granted. And that order of the court was properly entered because it was requested. So here's the thing. Once it gets done, how do you undo something that was done properly? And that's the point. And I know a lot of people are going to get really upset by this, figuratively speaking, but it's kind of like, I'll give you, I hate to do this, but it's going to be a sports example. They've introduced instant replay in American football. Okay. So, a play happens and they stop, they go, we're having a review. And they look at it from a bunch of different angles, and the referee will make a call and say either the call stands or the call is overturned. Let's suppose that after the game ended, somebody goes, oh, there's actually one more camera angle we forgot about. Let's go check that. And they check it, and sure enough, it should have been overturned. No question. Game's already over. Too bad. So when you request the divorce and it gets granted, and it's been granted, And the only mistake was on behalf of the person representing the person who got the divorce that shouldn't have got the divorce, presumably. Well, how do you undo that? And I've never actually heard of somebody going into court saying, we got a divorce we want to set aside. Do you know what I have heard a lot of? We got a divorce, we decided to get remarried. That happens all the time. That happens all the time. The interesting part here is that one half of this pair that got divorced is saying, I want the divorce to stand as entered. And the other side's going, I want the divorce unfinalized so that we can fight some more. Because that's what's really going on here. And the judge is saying, hey, you asked for a divorce, you got a divorce. Can't complain about what you ask for. Be careful what you ask for. And be careful what boxes you click on that computer portal. So the wrong couple got divorced after a computer error by the law firm. But court's basically saying, look, it's final. That's what divorces are. So there you go. So Jeremy Cully wrote that for the BBC Madcap. Caleb, Mike, and Vinny all sent that. Thank you very much, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Minimalism is asking why before you buy.